What's up, everyone? This is Minister Ashley for FD 1111 Ministries. This is the astral prophetic reading for Sagittarius season. This is the season of transformation. We just left out of Scorpio season, where we flushed out and we released something that was holding us back. Now, Sagittarius season is asking you, what are you having faith for? And are you ready to go through that process of walking that faith out? Sagittarius season is ruled by the Temperance card in the tarot deck. In my up and coming deck, it is Mary Magdalene, the alchemist. So the alchemist can take water and transform it into wine. So you're taking the little and making it into the great, the big, the powerful. With the faith of a mustard seed, you could grow anything. With the faith of the little bit of knowledge, the little bit of talent that you may have, you will multiply that because you are being faithful. If you ever heard the parable about the three servants, so one squandered their investment, the other one buried it, and then the other one utilized that gift. So the gifts and talents that you have, you're being prompted to use those so you can grow. Another beautiful thing about the alchemists is that they're faithful and they're wise. They utilize the elements to create something new, to transform the old and create something new out of it. So what old talents, habits, thoughts, goals do you have that you have not been working on? Maybe you need a new angle. Maybe you need a new recipe. Whatever it may be, pull from the old and allow yourself to transform it into something new and powerful for you. This is legacy energy. This is something that your ancestors have been implanting into the next generation and so on. And now you are the one that's carrying out the seed. You're the one that has been watered and that you're going to flourish and grow and build that legacy for your family. With Mary Magdalene, some people labeled her as a prostitute or a fast woman, but there's no evidence of that in the scriptures. So people may have put labels on you. You maybe have even stepped into those roles of those labels that others have placed onto you. Now it's time to break that mold and break that old reputation that never was your reputation in the first place. Even if you did act out in some type of way that blocked and hindered your true gifts and actually overshadowed your true spiritual gifts, your tangible gifts, and the way how you are anointed and blessed, you can leave that old identity behind. You can step into your power. This is the energy of looking beyond the physical, looking beyond the tangible. Scriptures say that faith is the evidence of things not seen. So you may not see the physical evidence of your manifestations, of your dreams, of the things that have been placed into your life, into your spirit, but those tangibles will show up. You just gotta keep walking in faith. Align yourself with those divine inspirations. When you feel in your spirit that you're supposed to do something, go ahead and follow through. Because that's not by accident. This is the time of miracles. I'm pulling from the second edition of the Angel Lunar Planner that is on Amazon, and it will still be up, you know. So you can find all of the things that I'm talking about in reference to the new and full moon energy located in that book. But for right now, I'm gonna give you a couple of the notes that I have downloaded. So pulling from my notes here, we have the verb for this month is I enhance. The opposite of Sagittarius is Gemini, I think. So what you think of, you will enhance in your life. So it's important for you to keep in mind your thought patterns. Realize when you become agitated or you feel like you're lacking in faith, you're losing energy, that is a trigger warning for you to change something different within your mental diet. Think about something different, because what you think of, you will manifest. You will speak it into existence. So your thought pattern is important because you will enhance it. So what do you want to enhance in your life right now? You have to really push through and focus on that. One of the main focuses for this energy is the higher mind. Being adventurous and inspirational, having inspirational messages and holding on and harnessing those inspirational messages to embark on a new mission, on a new adventure. And this adventure is the soul adventure, to discovering and tapping into your soul's power. This new moon happens on November 23rd at 1 degrees of Sagittarius, which is the first degan of Sagittarius, ruled by the Eight of Wands or either the Eight of Clubs. And with this energy, this is fast movement, it's downloads, it's information that's coming in. You could be receiving phone calls or some type of information that you have been waiting for. But more so, these are downloads. These are angelic downloads, receiving those codes, receiving new information that will help you along this new adventure that you're embarking on. This could be a journey that you already have started or you're being prompted to start, but you're receiving those downloads and those inspirational instructions. And you have to be very in tune and aligned with those inspirational instructions to know when to take the next step. Because remember that this is a walk of faith. This lunar activity happens at 5:55 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can look back on the last supermoon in Sagittarius that happened on June 14th earlier this year to gain more inner and understanding about this energy. Pulling a couple cards for this lunar activity. The Six of Water, memories from your history or childhood, issues regarding children, romanticizing the past. So what do you have to dive into to heal? I hear to heal and seal. So it's something that you have been holding on to in your emotional body that the divine spirit wants to close out, like closing a case. Like if someone had an open trial or a case, it's time to close it, to seal it. So it cannot control you anymore. With my deck, I'm running a Black Friday sale for the remaining of this year. So check that out. The link will be in the bio or in wherever you're, the description, wherever you're watching this video. Okay, let's see. Here we have, I am the universal law. So the thing about Sagittarius, it does involve the law, the universal law, the spiritual law that is above man. It works in tandem with man-made law, but it's above the man-made law. Man echoes or more so tries to replicate spiritual law. So I feel like someone, this has a lot to do with legal stuff I've been downloading. So someone could be waiting on results from a test, I hear, maybe a DNA test or either results from a trial or some type of, I hear, jurisdiction ruling. With these three cards here, someone could be receiving messages concerning this ruling. This could be someone in their personal life awaiting a decision from a spouse. Maybe it could be a divorce or a decision about if you should move forward with a relationship. And the divine spirit is asking you to seek your higher self, to seek, which Sagittarius rules the higher self, but to seek higher guardianship. So that guardianship could be your ancestors. That could be your angels, but anybody or any energy that rules over you in the spiritual realms, seek advice from them, not from man, not from like your best friend, not from like your sister, your girlfriend. You know, human understanding is under divine law. So you got to go above divine law, the overstanding and the innerstanding. Moving on to the full moon in Gemini that happens on December 7th at 11:07 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's at 16 degrees of Gemini, and that's the second degan of Gemini. Well, we have the sun in the sign of Sagittarius at that same degree. It is ruled by the Nine of Clubs or either the Nine of Wands, and that energy is the energy of, I hear, expansion, but more so dealing with just the tarot. That's like the last stand. You're taking the last stand, the last draw. Someone probably has crossed your personal boundaries, or maybe you haven't enforced them enough. Now it's time for to take that last stand. In general, this is the last stand. This is your faith being pushed to the limits. For many of us, myself included, those miracles are right around the corner. So of course, if you're running a marathon and you're racing others, that they don't want you to win. They want to win. So with that, that's just your old self racing with your new self. You have to cross that finish line to go into that new paradigm, to go into that new life, that new lifestyle, that new relationship. So you have to cross that finish line. Your old self is challenging you. Your angels, your guides, your ancestors are challenging you to cross that finish line. No matter how tired you may get, no matter how much your legs may burn, keep going. Cross that finish line. This is the last stance before you have victory. I also prompt you to go look at the last Gemini new moon that happened on May 30th to gain more inner and overstanding about your situation that is unfolding now. I also prompt you to go look at the last Gemini new moon that happened on May 30th to gain more inner and overstanding about your situation that is unfolding now. So I'm going to pull a card for this lunar activity. The heart chakra. Okay, it comes from the heart. One of my daily prayers is that create in me a pure heart, O Yahweh, O God, and renew a right spirit within me, a right spirit within me. That means the spirit that is right for me for that day. So maybe you can use that prayer daily to activate your heart chakra, to really walk in your true passion, to really own what you really do love and desire, to live from a pure heart with pure intentions, not being swayed by outside stimuli. As a reminder, we have the Black Friday sale on decks and other spiritual items, including wholesale spiritual items. You can check out our shop. So I'm going to pull an additional card from my deck. I am trustworthy. You can trust that all things are working out for your highest good. Romans 8:28. And this is one of my favorite scriptures as well. So everything works out for your highest good. You may be concerned with lower level interactions and relationships, finances. Like, let me just get by. But the divine spirit wants you not only to get by, but get above your lower inner standing, your lower aspirations, and your lower fears and that lower mindset, so you can go above it and beyond it. You're being pushed to the limits to go and have victory, to cross that finish line. So with this energy in the heart chakra, we do have Venus. It's moving back into Capricorn just a few days after this lunar activity. But you can still feel this energy even before this. What does that mean? That new structures are being formed within the art of relating. How you relate to yourself, which is the primary relationship. Because every relationship that follows the relationship within yourself will be mirrored back to you. So if you're having difficult times within the art of relating to others, take a step back and evaluate how the way you relate to yourself. Do you have negative conversations and expectations? If so, that will mirror back to you. I also have to say, with this energy here, I feel like this is how people relate to God or the Godhead, God source or source energy, how they relate, because the way how you view yourself in life, because we experience God through the relationships we have and the relationship that we have with the world. For God is all things. So how we experience all things is the way how we experience God. So with that said, someone has to reevaluate how they view God. Do they view God as a mean, Old Testament, really judgmental, really harsh God? Or do they see God as a giving and forgiving God? So you may have to go back and look at your relationships with your parents, which are the fundamentals of our personality, where we have the sun, the father, and we have the moon, the mother. And it doesn't matter about their anatomy. It matters about their identity within your identity. Like, how do you categorize them? How were those fundamental relationships? How did they show up in your childhood? And this is connected to the childhood. How it affected you and still affects those relationships and the way how you view the God source activating and working in your life, because that will give you a new perspective on how to operate in life. If you feel like God is against you, everything is going to feel like it's against you and you're not going to be able to break through. And pair this heart chakra card with this Six of Cups, Six of Water energy. That's definitely tied to childhood trauma or childhood altogether, the past. I feel like this is the deep past. It's scientifically proven that we have 14 generations that express themselves through our DNA. 14 generations, that's a long time. So all of that DNA has to be reworked and rewired so it can work in our favor. Some of us have to go back to previous lives, if you think like that, or either back to previous generations and review and rework the way how our brains work and how the way our chakras are aligned, because all of that energy from previous generations play out in our lives. Lastly, I'm gonna pull another card for this overall energy. Okay, we have here choice, free will, courage, willpower, and change. All of that. Free will. Walking in your divine power is your free will. No one can control what you do unless you give them the power. Even those that have died for what they believed in, they refuse to be controlled. So although it may be difficult with the people that you are relating with, some of you guys may live with those people, or you may just be in situations that seem like it's impossible. We always have free will, and we need to exercise that free will with every single moment. And to pair this once again with the Six of Cups energy, I feel like someone really has the idea that they can't break free from their parents. Whether they live with them or their parents are long gone and has transitioned, they feel like they have a hold on them. You have to break that chain. Free will. You have to activate your willpower every single waking moment, and even as you sleep. Maybe that's through a sleep meditation. Maybe that's through going to a holistic healer. Even changing your diet, you'd be surprised, because some foods may trigger childhood memories that can set off a chemical reaction with your body that keeps you in the bondage. You have to break it. You can do it. Thank you guys again for tuning in to this Astro Prophetic reading. I do have a blog post listed down below. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, I do have the video also in the description. Make sure you do check out our spiritual shops. And I thank you guys again for tuning in. We do have a spirit animal video. The latest one is the serpent energy. And I go into deep detail about that energy. It's connected to the divine feminine energy, the sacred meanings, the symbols, the combinations of other spirit animals with that serpent energy. Check out that video. And I love you guys very much. I'll talk to you later. Peace, love, and blessings.